whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone. Tell me, Jack, tell me that you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out, just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
Country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of
we
folks drive away. Her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there and let her own.
Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6 right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Vell Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with southwest winds getting a little gusty in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, a few clouds around the area. Lows in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. On Monday, sunshine and low to mid-60s. It's 24 at our studios.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're seeking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing, man, I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. College major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you wear those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving. My favorite flavor, want it now and later. I never seen nothing, man, I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. Because last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got away. shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't see the soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
To the teller down at the bank, just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. Says to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. Guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say. Another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see?
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. Putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold on as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. That phone call from your mama, and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you want her till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. Got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can, till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it, 'cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long strong and as close as you can until you can.
Another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's
the rooftop under the the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion. Let's let everything slide. You got me floating. You got me flying. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to let go, girl, so I'm coming on. We'll be right back.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret. Well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy, just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
Set the field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl. Sun don't rise, rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night, love you like a mother. Giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on, cowgirls, don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on the
what's on my sleeve. Words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show.
Falling off your lips, I'm talking red hot, red dress hanging on She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe. What kind of man would hang on that long? What kind of love that must be? She waited 3 days, and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game, and first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake, and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. Listen to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? And I still love you. I still love you.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app, 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Alabama on the boombox, baby. About to get a little boondock.
Let's go!
Yeah.
cassette, record the country countdown, 'cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree.
Country Legends 24/7.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
For many college graduates, transitioning to a rewarding career can be a challenge. Are colleges really preparing students for success in the professional world? We'll hear from a top educator.
People are going to come out of school, and the world is changing so quickly that really what we need to do is teach people how to learn, how to really respond to an ever-changing environment.
Then, nationwide food poisoning infections have increased as diagnostic tools have improved. An expert has helpful advice to avoid becoming the next victim.
Salmonella and Campylobacter are the two biggies. There are over a million consumers who get sick from Salmonella each year, and over a million get sick from Campylobacter each year.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's show. Stay tuned. InfoTrack begins right after this.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
Vesely, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out. Because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew's zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Are colleges and universities really preparing young people for success in the professional world? If not, what skills and thought processes should be added to the curriculum? With the story, here's InfoTrack's Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Tina Seelig is the author of the classic book, What I Wish I Knew When I Was 20, a crash course on making your place in the world. She's also the faculty director of Stanford Technology Ventures Program, which is the entrepreneurship center within the School of Engineering at Stanford University. So, Professor Seelig, for those who aren't familiar with your book, it offers some wise advice for young people who are making a transition from school into a career. And I think the opening story in your book is a really inspiring one, so tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty provocative story, and I didn't know how it was going to turn out until I gave the assignment. Essentially, I wanted to create an experience for my students to see what it was like to be entrepreneurial, and I gave them envelopes. Each envelope had $5 in it, that's all, and the students had as much time as they wanted to brainstorm over a couple of days, but as soon as they opened the envelope, they had 2 hours to figure out how to make as much money as possible, starting with the $5. And the thing that is so wonderful about this story is that, you know, I knew there were simple things they could do, like a lemonade stand and a car wash. But the teams that really blew my socks off were those who realized that the $5 was actually a limitation. And they realized that their 2 hours of time were much more valuable and ended up doing some truly innovative and provocative things.
And what was your favorite of those provocative things?
Well, there were so many of them. And most of them were situations where they found that there was an opportunity sitting right in front of them. I guess one example would be the team had set up a bike tire pump station in the middle of campus. They realized that everyone was driving around with bicycles that needed to get pumped up. And so they first started charging students $1 to get air put in their tires. But halfway through the 2 hours, they decided to experiment and said, you know what, we'll do this for free and ask for donations. And guess what? People gave them a lot more. So at the end of 2 hours, they had more than $200 just from setting up a stand in the middle of campus. And they walked away realizing that opportunities are everywhere. All you have to do is pay attention and put a little bit of effort, and you end up being able to really seize those opportunities.
Most of us would like to forget about our failures and just move on, but you have a different take on that.
You bet. I feel really strongly about mining your failures for insight. I have my students write failure resumes. That is all their biggest screw-ups, personal, professional, and academic. And in fact, it's funny because I gave an early version of the book to one of my students to read, and she said, wow, this is really interesting. I'd love to see one of these. So I thought, well, gee, whose do I put in? Do I do my husband's? And I realized I've got to put my own. So I created my own failure resume and put it in the book. And I honestly keep this up to date in my own life. I don't always write everything down, but whenever I make a mistake, I think, okay, what did I learn from this? And not only does it allow me to essentially put the mistake behind me, but I really move forward knowing I'll do things differently.
I think one of the most useful lessons in your book for not only 20-year-olds, but obviously for anyone, is going beyond what is expected. Tell us why that is so powerful.
Oh, gosh. You know, we're in school and in work situations where often we're given very specific guidelines about what we're supposed to do. And I've realized that people are waiting for permission to be amazing. One of my